every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated, because I've been doing this for four decades. That's right. Knock it out, bums, for 40 years. Next month, I guess next month starts September 1st, but straight up next month, I think somewhere on the 11th or 12th of September, it'll be 41 years in radio. Straight up, I want to thank Charles J. for that. Of course, he started me back in the day in the KEST days in San Francisco, KMBR days, of course, learning to go back and forth with radio executives, and of course, now I'm beaten down in the role here at Sports Byline. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Welcome to the show. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, so when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked as an amateur, and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. Guess what? You might know a little bit more. Straight up, here's the phone lines. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, just 2 weeks away, the big fight. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the Mexican champion, the guy that I have no respect for at all. Of course, the guy that pulled off the biggest duck in the history of boxing. So says Paulie Malignaggi and Pedro Fernandez when he walked away from David Benavidez. I mean, the guy was number one for 3.5 years. And the WBC, the World Boxing Council, or the World of Bunko and Chicanery, whichever you want to call it these days, bottom line is they failed. They wouldn't enforce the rule. I mean, the guy's the number one contender. I mean, I thought that David Benavidez should have sued the WBC for violating their own rules. I really do. But then again, there might have been some inside deal or something like that going on, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Canelo Alvarez is no match for the monster David Benavidez. I don't think anybody is. Mike Tyson and I are the only two guys on the planet, I think, that besides David Benavidez, that think he is the best fighter pound for pound of boxing. That's what we feel. I kid you not. The monster, nobody's even come close to beating him. Morrell knocked him down a little bit, clipped him. Guess what? He got up, won that fight going away. I'm telling you, that was a good fight. I was there ringside, and that just convinced me that David Benavidez at 168 would annihilate Canelo Alvarez. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The joyous Daniel Ogden's in the other room taking care of business, folks. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be back with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. This is Sports Byline.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Tony Ferguson's wife. Remember Tony Ferguson, former UFC lightweight champion, I think once or twice? Bottom line is, he had some bad fights at the end. When I say bad fights, I mean on the receiving end of some horrendous ass kickings, no doubt about that. But he coined a phrase back in the day. He called it Dana White privilege. And I wonder if the Dana White privilege really exists. And I'm not talking about guys getting instant title shots that don't undeserve them or high profile fights without earning them, bottom line. I'm talking about the fact that he's able to put this sport on or this exhibition on, call it what you want, of brutality where guys are getting hit and double concussed in the same fight. And how I can say that is that when you knock a guy out and you hit him that hard and his brain starts to roll around and then you hit him again, you're compounding concussions. I've been told this by a neurosurgeon that concussions on top of concussions, repeated concussions, are what causes brain damage. And of course, we know boxing has lots of brain damage, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Maybe the NFL might even have more. Of course, of 112 NFL players that were autopsied after death a few years ago, 111 of 112 had chronic traumatic encephalopathy or severe brain damage. How do you figure it out? Why didn't the 112th guy, why did that one guy not have it? He was a kicker. He kicked the ball. Nobody ever hit him. Bottom line is the NFL is cruel. And boxing is cruel, but I think that USC is absolutely barbaric. And when you can hit a guy when he was down, when he can't defend himself and you hit him again, I don't get it. And, of course, you've got Dana White, the Dana White privilege thing. Brian Ortega, case in point, the heir apparent to greatness in the world of MMA. I mean, he was Latino. He was Oscar De La Hoya in MMA. I kid you not. He was that and more. He could have been the golden boy for a long time to come. But what happened? He got in a fight, I think, with Alexander Volkanovski, and he got cut. And he got cut like Tim Zhu got cut against Sebastian Vettori. It was an unstoppable cut, and he couldn't perform either. So instead of stopping the fight, they let this bloody battle continue on into the fourth round when finally, I believe, the doctor came in and stopped the fight. But they should have stopped it 2 hours before. It's the only fight I've ever seen stopped in recent memory by a doctor in the UFC. Why is that? Why is that? Think about that. They don't stop fights. You know why? It's Dana White privilege, just straight up. We go from the West Coast to the East Coast. We bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber, boxing's PhD himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Any problems with what I just said, sir?
Look, it's how should I put it? I guess we're all guilty we like almost not accomplices, but we love violence as a society, you know. But there has to be a balance between the sport that we love and humanity, you know, all combat sports.
Well, but there's no, I don't think there should be anything as unbridled violence. I mean, you've got to be able to rein it in at some point in time, and they don't want to rein it in. And I'm looking at guys now, BJ Penn's in trouble as far as the CT are not. Listen, CT cannot be diagnosed, I'm told, until you've been dead and they autopsy you. So when guys talk about, I have CT, this and that, no, you may have some brain issues, but we don't know actually if you've got CT, the actual chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Encephalopathy, because they can't check that out until you're dead. But the bottom line is, BJ Penn's in trouble. Chuck Liddell sounds like he's got a mouthful of food every time he talks, this and that. I mean, the guys that were the flag bearers, with the exception of Cain Velasquez, of course he's in jail. But with the exception, most of the flag bearers in the UFC, you don't see them around anymore. The only guy that still got his marbles is Georges St-Pierre, the Canadian. Feel me?
That is true. Yeah, he probably got out at the right time, you can say. You know what? All sports, you know, that are like that high level of violence, like football, like you mentioned earlier, they've made adjustments. And I really believe that eventually the UFC is going to have to tailor some of the rules as far as hitting opponents while they're down.
Not in Nevada, man. Lorenzo Fertitta owns that commission. Lorenzo Fertitta, the co-owner, formerly the co-owner of the UFC, of course, him and his brother, and Dana White had 10%. They bought it for $1.5 million and sold it for $4,200 million. So I give them props as being three of the best businessmen of all time. I mean, have you ever heard of an investment going like that? I don't think you could have bought Apple stock and made that kind of money.
It's certainly one of the great, great flips of all time. Yeah.
All right. But, you know, these guys getting hit, though, when they're on the ground, if they're concussed, if they're hurt, why are they being hit again? I don't get it. Is this just for the pure satisfaction of the fan, or is Dana White whacking it ringside? Ringside?
two things sell. Sex and violence. And they certainly, you know, it's unfortunate for people who want to see. I mean, look. A couple of weeks ago, they had one of their biggest fights, Duplessis and I forget the other gentleman's name from one of those Arab Russians. And everyone was calling it boring, right? Because the Russian took Duplessis to the ground and wrestled for most of the fight, right? But people want to see guys get concussed. They want to see knockouts. They want to see strikes. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what brings people to UFC. You know, it's not. I don't think a lot of people look for the art of it, the art of fighting. I think people want to see the high voltage car wreck.
Well, of course, you're talking about Kazmat Chimaev won a unanimous nod across the board, 50-44, 50-44, and 50-44, meaning he had at least one 10-8 round in the 5-round fight. Of course, people didn't love that. And of course, you know, the other fights on the card, Lerone Murphy knocked out Aaron Pico with a spinning back elbow, and then Carlos Paratus knocked out Jeff Neal with a spinning back elbow, too. I mean, I will give them props for that. You know what I'm saying? That was fighting 101. That was like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you didn't. It was like, holy spit! It happened so rare, and it happened two fights in a row. Did you see those?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty cool.
But see, I am an MMA fan, a UFC fan to some extent. I'm just not a fan of killing people.
No, neither am I.
And here's what's up. I'm not talking about killing him right now, but if you take a licking like that, Sock, I don't know if you've ever been on the ground and been hit on the ground, because when you get hit on the ground, it's there's nowhere for you to go. There's nowhere for the punch to go except into your body, into your head, into your brain, the whole nine yards. I mean, there's no shock absorber like your head moving backwards when you're standing up. It just isn't there. So what I'm trying to tell you is this invites concussions. And Dana White, I mean, you know, in a few years, I think that they're going to try to make some type of move. But here's what's up. He's got the president in his pocket. He's got governors in his pocket. He's got these guys coming to Octagon side or ringside or wherever you want to call it. You know, I mean, so he's got more Dana White privilege.
He certainly has a lot of political leverage. He's not afraid
for some punk-ass guy from a Boston gym. From some punk-ass four-round trainer, that's what he was, at an East Boston gym, Whitey Bulger's boys went down there and threatened his life and told him, if you don't give us a couple of grand a month, according to Dana, right, if you don't give us a couple of grand a month, we're going to, like, burn down your gym or something like that. He says, I can't give you a couple hundred a month, let alone a couple grand, something like that. That's Dana's story on it. Bottom line is, Dana left town, he got on the first Greyhound or Southwest flight, whatever, whichever was cheaper, and flew out to Las Vegas where he met the Fertittas, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. At that point in time, they were the owners of the Station Casinos and the Palace Casinos. And these are off-strip casinos in Las Vegas and in Nevada, and other cities in Nevada. But the bottom line is they were zillionaires. And they took that money, that $1.3 or $1.5 million, and turned it into $4.2 billion, which equals $4,200 million. So I give them all kinds of props for that, but I don't give them props for almost semi-killing people. That just doesn't work. I really don't. And, you know, I watched Khalid Rashid fight a few months ago, and it was one of the most brutal beatings I've ever seen in my life. The guy had gashes all over his face, and he fought again a few weeks ago, like 2 months later, like it was no big thing. I just don't understand it. I don't think these guys are getting the proper rest between fights. Listen, I think that if you go through a severe beating in boxing, you know, they used to give you like a 90-day suspension, this and that, after a tough fight, this and that. They don't even give those anymore. But they should be giving guys that have taken lickings 120 days off, maybe 180 days off, but they don't. They've got to get them back in the ring. They've got to make their money. But these guys aren't healing. Nobody healed. Listen, brains don't heal overnight. And I'm getting back to the repetitive concussions. You think I'm being repetitive here, but I'm getting back to the repetitive concussions, that if you suffer repetitive concussions, you're going to suffer brain damage, Sock.
I get it. The human brain is not meant to be hit, you know, certainly, and not in that form. Like you said, you know, when you're on the ground, your head hits that canvas, that's double the knockout, you know. That's why we need good commissions and people to
The Nevada Commission? Listen, I've known every guy has run the Nevada Commission for the past 35, 40 years, okay? And there's only been a couple of guys. There's only like four or five guys that have done it, and maybe one or two are straight. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Now that proves I do have a medical degree. Straight up, wink, wink. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Another medical move this week, maybe psychological or psychiatric. I'm talking about a guy that probably belongs in a padded room, is Roger Jackson, the son of Rampage Jackson. I think Socrates Palmer can bring me up to break date. Now, was there supposed to be a work between two guys and the work got out of hand and this guy almost killed him? Can you fill us in on that, Sock?
Well, it's been the clip of the year in terms of a video that was circulating. Roger Jackson, the son of MMA legend Rampage Jackson, Quentin Jackson. And he was supposed to be involved with an independent wrestling promotion in California. And apparently not all the wrestlers were on the same page with Jackson, who is, from my understanding, a MMA fighter, just like his father. And he does a lot of content online, him and his dad, some funny videos at times. So he had this arrangement, and he was going to be a part of the show, or he was going to be in the audience. But prior to the show, in the parking lot area, the wrestler that he had ultimately attacked hit him with a beer can. You know, and apparently the wrestler was not aware that Roger was not in on this yet, because you can hear in the video that the guy says he's not a worker. And then there's people, excuse me, they get in between them. And one of the guys, I believe, who's one of the bookers of the show, tells him, you get your receipt. Fast forward a couple hours later, the gentleman, Saipo Stu, I believe, he's in the ring, and Roger Jackson intervenes in the match. He picks him up, does a back body drop on Stu, and begins to mercilessly just strike this man while he's down, clean fist at least 8 to 10 times before someone even thought of, hey, something's wrong here. And he just beat this guy. Eventually, he was pulled off by one of the other wrestlers. Yeah. And
eventually, listen, all those professional wrestlers who are in the ring should be arrested for being PUSS, you know what, being big pusses, cowards. They didn't do anything. And the bottom line is, the best tape I ever saw on YouTube, the tape that was seen the most, was Kim Kardashian and Ray J. That was probably the most. Remember that?
The best.
I mean, come on, I'm better than Roger Jackson. I mean, come on, Kim Kardashian, I'll never forget that. I was working at Pier 39. Some guy said to me, listen, we look at this tape of Kim Kardashian. And I believe it was on YouTube. And then about 2 years later, I was a ring announcer here in San Francisco, and Ray J was involved. And he came up and he sang a song or something like that. But the bottom line is, yeah, so that was my contacts with Ray J. I never met Kim, though, but I think Kim and Ray J did more hits than this one.
Well, that definitely was the video that made Kim Kardashian what she is now, the celebrity, you know, the mother of all sex tapes.
Okay.
But yeah, man, this was just a nasty scene. And the crazy thing about it, Mr. Jackson is so smart that he shows no remorse, and he's talking junk on you know, to someone else who's filming him the whole way, basically admitting to it and saying that he doesn't play that. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of penalty he receives. I'm not a lawyer.
Well here, let me cut you off real quick. Mm-hmm. Danger Pro Wrestling, an independent promotion based out of San Diego, California, has announced that it has booked Roger Jackson for an upcoming appearance. The booking is controversial, a controversial one. No, spit with an H. It is the first for Jackson since a violent attack at a Knox Pro Wrestling event that left wrestler it hospitalized that guy. Listen, I think he's lucky he's alive. I haven't seen ass kickings like that. And I don't think I've ever seen one like that. I mean, not repeated. And you say it was 8 to 10 times. I thought there was a lot more punches than that, and elbows and all that kind of stuff landed in 8 to 10.
Yeah, it was just brutal. And listen, all it takes is one good one, especially for someone that knows how to throw a good punch, and the guy's basically helpless. I mean, it was really disgusting. And I've been a lifelong fan of pro wrestling. I trained in pro wrestling. And like you said, that locker room should be ashamed of themselves. You know, they even allowed that. I mean, there used to be a sacredness to the business, you know, pro wrestling. That doesn't exist anymore.
But what started it was that beer can thing, but that was part of the script, and the beer can was empty.
Yeah, I mean, someone didn't smarten them up, you know, and it was something that could have, it was,
No.
Everyone's always trying to make a name for themselves, and it's just bad communication.
Bottom line is, as a former policeman and a journalist and things like that, and I think he should go to jail for that. I think he should. I'm telling you, I think he should serve prison time for that.
I think that's coming. I don't think there's any way around it, and especially like I said, the lack of remorse. You have the sack. To book yourself on another independent show. So you're making a celebrity out of this, you know, heinous act. I mean, he deserves whatever the extent of the law is allowed.
Isn't he on bail for something right now?
Yeah, he's had issues, you know, which, once again, did not bode well in terms of, you know, I mean, I know he's a somewhat of a celebrity, or he's a son of a celebrity. I can't see him getting away with a slap on the wrist.
You know, his father's been in the studio before. I was here with his father maybe about 10, 12 years ago.
How was that?
It was okay. I mean, he was cool. I mean, the UFC guys that came in at that point in time, they all behaved. They, you know, they stood in line, basically two or three guys, and got interviewed, and we put him in the can. But, yeah, he was pretty cool that day. I didn't have any problems with him.
Yeah, and Rampage is no stranger to trouble outside the octagon himself. You know, a great character. You know, like I said, I've seen the videos that he does with his son. They're pretty funny. You know, look, they try to make excuse for him that he had been sparring and
the only excuse to put forward that we could use is that he's an a-hole, and either that or he's an a-hole with brain damage. Which one is it? He's either an a-hole or an a-hole with brain damage. One of the two.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is something, if you're trained in martial arts, there's almost like a quiet non-bully code. You know when someone is about it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, if you want to slap them and give them a good quote-unquote receipt, that's fine. But enough is, like, that was just excessive.
But here's what's up. In the world of independent wrestling, there's all kinds of drugs going on. Listen, wrestling, professional wrestling and drugs, I mean, I could tell stories for days. The David Von Erich story, mm-hmm. when he took the Quaalude with the sake, instead of having, he used to have a beer every night before he went to bed, a beer and a Quaalude, or a beer and a half a Quaalude, something like that. Instead, he didn't have any beer over there in Japan, so he had sake instead. The combination of the sake and the Quaalude killed him. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the tragedies in all of pro wrestling.
That whole Von Erich family. I mean, you know, Fritz Von Erich, the father, of course, the guy with the Master of the Claw and all that kind of stuff, he was a villain in the 60s. But, man, I think three of his sons committed suicide. Three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to say something about Dad.
Yeah. Damn, you hate to put that on them, but maybe, you know, the upbringing. There is some sort of gene disorder, like suicides tend to happen generationally. The same thing happened with the Graham family.
Yeah, Eddie Graham, and who was the other one?
Mike Graham.
Mike Graham.
And you know, the father who was, I think, Luke Graham. There's something, you know, the genetics. You know,
I think that once one relative once one relative does it, it's hip. Hey, you know, let's do it.
I was trying to make
light of it, but the bottom line is, of course, anytime anybody dies by their own hands, it's not good. Except when they dye their hairs. You know what that is, right? A suicide blonde.
No,
suicide blonde, like Ray Stevens, Pat Patterson, all those, Hulk Hogan, died by their own hands.
Yes, Ric Flair, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Ric Flair, back to mention of Hulk Hogan now. Of course, now they're saying that he had an autopsy. There was an autopsy. They haven't released the results of the autopsy, this and that. But that whole thing, that was a little shaky, man. I mean, the fact that, you know, he's tied up with the Church of Scientology and this and that. And I found them highly suspect. And I'm trying to be nice because they like to sue people.
Was it him or his wife? Because I know he was
both of them. He was Christian. Quote, he was baptized into the social. I'm with they to throw him upside down in a tub full of money.
Yeah, it's very fishy.
Listen, they run Clearwater, Florida. The entire city government of Clearwater, Florida, I'm told, is from this church.
Really?
Yeah. They run the city of Clearwater. City councils, whatever you want to call it, they run it.
And listen, I don't think you have to be Columbo to take the question. You have a woman who's about 30 years younger than you, married to a millionaire. I don't know.
Bad things happen sometimes. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Socrates Palmer, have a great week.
You too, my brother. Thank you for having me on.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
About a day. Wish you could be with me. There would be no problem.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be right. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30. Sunday.
I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
40 years later, I'm still running. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. So is Ray. Ray and I are still in great... Listen, Ray and I are still in great shape. I can brag and boast about that because it's true. It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. My mother told me that as we were going to a press conference one time after I annihilated somebody. She goes, Pete, you're not telling the truth. If you're bragging, you're not telling the truth. If you're not telling a lie, you're telling... It's sort of cool, people. But Pete, people don't want to hear... Too much time, too much of that. Straight up, Moses Aitama, what is he? He's the next heavyweight rage, or is he? 13-0 now, 11 knockouts coming off a knockout a fortnight ago that took place in like a minute and 59 seconds over there in the Saudi Arabia. Of course, I'm talking about the ANB Arena in Riyadh. But the bottom line is Dillian White didn't last too long. Dillian White came in great shape, but he was no match for Moses Aitana. Is anybody a match for a guy that big and left-handed? Of course, he can throw. Unlike the, you know, the Klitschkos are a little bit robotic. I mean, European fighters are robotic, tall and robotic in the same. He isn't robotic. He isn't. I mean, I watched the beat-up guys that have been B-rated guys, and I'm not trying to say Dillian White was an A-rated guy at this point in time, but, you know, he's a decent fighter. He's a good measuring stick because, you know, the rest of the heavyweight division, they're not a whole lot to brag about. Of course, you've got the Oleg Usyk guy, the guy from Ukraine that everybody gets up about. I'm not a big fan of his. He's 38 years old, of course, out of Oxnard, California, former born in the Ukraine, Ukrainian champion, no doubt about that, but 24 and zip, 38 years old. The number two guy, according to BoxRec, is Abbott Kabayel. Of course, he's from Germany, and he's 26 and zip. He's 32 years old. Danny Dubois, why do they even have him still in the rankings? I have no idea. After he got lit up like a White House screen, he fought like a girl. I mean, he fought like a scared... Take that back. I shouldn't say that. He fought like a scared girl. A scared guy, a scared... Call him what you want. He looked fought like a sissy. He just fought... I was unbelievable. I couldn't believe how inept he was against Oleg Usyk. I mean, he didn't even try. In other words, you've got to put forth some effort in order to win. I mean, in order to win, you have to step across that line. See, there's a line. There's a line, whether it's in a ring or an octagon or on a football field, listen, there's a line, and you have to cross that line. Some guys don't want to do the work to cross the line. They don't want to gamble. You have to gamble. I remember Ray one time, speaking of Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, he told me one time, I said, how do you define greatness, Ray? And he said, you know, he goes, it's different. Every greatness can be construed many, many different ways. But the bottom line is I think he was the greatest welterweight of all time. There's just no doubt about it. People say to me, well, you know, they had a guy named Ray Robinson fight at welterweight. And, of course, he was revolutionary. Yes, he was revolutionary for the day. I mean, the man born Walker Smith Jr., the guy that I met and interviewed back in 1984 at the Aladdin Hotel, the now defunct Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, that after Roberto Duran had just been knocked out in two rounds by Tommy Hearns, I was like mind blown. I was like almost in tears. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. He got lit up that quick. I mean, Duran wasn't in the fight. I mean, before the fight started, Duran was sitting on a stool. This is not a good sign. Not a good sign. Of course, this is a guy that was 180 pounds about 2 weeks before, and he went down from 180 to 154 in about 16 days, of course, in this performance, getting knocked out in the second round brutally, the most brutal knockout I've ever seen in my life. And I was like 2 feet, I was about 2 feet away from the ring on the floor. They had this, there was a little unorganized for a Caesar's Palace event, an outdoor event, but man, that knockout was unbelievable. I mean, you could hear the punch land, bah, boom, like a baseball, hitting a baseball bat, boom, I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, Duran laying on the ground and trying to get up and sounding like he's having a bad time going, you know, going to the bathroom, with like he's constipated. But that's the heart of Roberto Duran. He was trying to get up. Anyway, back to the Ray Robinson thing. Listen, Ray Robinson was revolutionary for his time. He was a great fighter. There's no doubt about it. But that was then, and this is now. And a lot of things that he did, guys can do now. I mean, maybe not as fluidly, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not as perfect as he was and in the minds of many. You know, Muhammad Ali said he was the most perfect fighter of all time. And I looked at him like this, and I said, really? You know, I didn't think so. I mean, he lost to Carmen Basilio. Carmen Basilio. Not that Carmen is a tough guy, but Carmen, of course, threatened me on this show one time when I sung him happy birthday. He threatened to send the music police after me. That's how bad it was. But the bottom line is Carmen Basilio, an onion farmer, a welterweight champion, he beat Ray Robinson on a split decision. Ray Robinson had a rematch with him. That went to a split decision. There was supposed to be a third fight. He didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I'm talking about Ray Robinson. Of course, then he fought Gene Fulmer. Now, Gene Fulmer was a nice guy, a Mormon out of Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. I spent some time around him, and he was a hell of a nice guy. He just was. I mean, a wonderful guy, right? But he wasn't all that good. I wouldn't call him like upper. I wouldn't call him great. I would call him good. I wouldn't call him great, just like I wouldn't call Alan Minter great. The bottom line is, I don't know. I have my issues as far as Ray Robinson is here. But look at the rest of the heavyweight division. After Dubois, it's Joseph Parker. Parker's 36-3. He's on a bit of a rebound of late. Lawrence Okoli, I think he gets hit a little bit too much. He's moving up from cruiserweight. He's 22-1. He's 32 years old. By the way, Parker's 33. Fabio Wardley, 19 is it, but he's with a draw. He's 30 years old. He comes to us out of the U.K. Another fighter out of the U.K., of course, a guy that I think shouldn't even be in the top 10, let alone the top 20, let alone maybe the top 30, is Anthony China Chin Joshua. I mean, come on, man. One time a gold medal, what was it, 2012 Olympic gold medals? I thought this guy was the next coming of a boxing god. I kid you not. He was 6'7". He was black. He was fluid. He had movement. He could, I mean, man, there was nothing about him, but then his chin came into play. So yeah, you got to have a good chin. And when you're a heavyweight, if you leave your chin exposed and you get hit with shots that you probably shouldn't be getting hit with, tendency to go down, whether you've got a good chin or not. Of course, Anthony Joshua's been knocked out a few times. I just wish he would go away. And of course, then we've got the next guy from the UK that needs to go away, but he says he's in the best shape of his life at the age of 37. By the way, Joshua's 35. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, the former two-time world heavyweight champion, of course, 34-2 now, a draw, 37 years old. Not a big fan of Tyson Fury. Another guy, if he was 6'7", another guy, 6'7", let me tell you, I'll say it again, I may be repeating myself and bragging too much, but the bottom line is, if I was 6'7", I'd still be kicking people's ass to this day. I kid you not. Just, I don't know what to say. Maybe if you're that big, your body breaks down or something like that. But the bottom line is, you know, you've got to be able to perform. Dubois doesn't perform anymore. Joseph Parker doesn't perform anymore. Joseph Parker. I mean, Anthony Joshua doesn't perform anymore. And Tyson Fury, you know, whether he was trying to get his act together or not, so what? And Flip Hlmovic, he was a winner a couple of weeks ago. He's 33 years old. Now he's 19-1. But outside of that, nobody else really in the top 10 matters, maybe except my next guest. I'm talking about Mr. Moses Aidama.
Congratulations on the biggest win of your career.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I'd like to say a big thank you to the Saudi crowd, the English crowd, all the crowd around the world watching this. I appreciate you lot. I love and respect you lot. Second of all, I'd like to thank His Excellency because he made this fight happen. Frank Warren made this fight happen. So thank you very much. And the final person I'd like to say a thank you to is the body snatcher, Dillian White. If it wasn't for him, it takes two to tango. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to showcase my skills.
You always said throughout the week, if I stick to my game plan, we get this job done quick. I don't think you meant that quick, the very first round. You expected this to go a bit longer.
To be honest, like what Ben was telling me what to do, for the first maybe 2-3 minutes, I saw he was doing exactly what Ben telling me to do, but it's just, you know, the fight nerves, whatnot kicked in. And then after maybe like the first minute, I was like, okay, cool. I keep seeing this happen. I can't miss it. So, yeah, man, executed the game plan.
It was a really good Dillian White. Let's not take away the fact it was the first round. We saw him all week and it looked incredible. Everyone kept speaking about it. 244 pounds, physically looked insane. That really is a fantastic performance, Moses.
I appreciate it, man. What's next? What's next? What's next?
That's my job. That's my job to ask.
What's next?
What? Who do you want next, Moses? The world's your oyster right now. Who do you want to fight next?
Honestly, I'll fight anyone they put in front of me. So you shout a couple names out and I'm there.
Can I say a couple of names to you?
Who's it? Who's it? He's not Satan
Usyk. There's a few Satan Usyk.
Listen. If I be completely honest, Joseph Parker and Caballero do deserve the shot, but I'd love to take that opportunity as well. Chuck me in there with them lot.
Moses Itama, heavyweight sensation, heavyweight thrill, or heavyweight dud? We'll find out, of course, undefeated now, coming to us out of the UK. Of course, he referred to His Excellency, and then he used the word, and then he brought up with Frank Warren. He didn't say, like, His Excellency the Sheik or something like that. He said, His Excellency promoter Frank Warren. Let me tell you about Frank Warren. How about the time, well, I think it was January 27, 2000, when he got his ass kicked by Mike Tyson. He went into an apartment, a suite. I think it was in the UK. Of course, they were putting this fight together with Julius France at the time. It was in Manchester. And evidently, Frank Warren got Mike Tyson wanted some comps or some comp tickets or something like that. And Frank Warren gave him some lip over it. And, you know, of course, he beat Frank Warren's ass in the room. I mean, Frank Warren went to the fight the next day or 2 days later, all busted up and with black eyes and swollen, that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I give Frank some credit. He took a lick and he kept ticking. But the bottom line is that's His Excellency. Talk about Frank Warren. I don't think so. I think he was talking about the Sheik, of course. Sheik Turkey Jerky, of course, putting together the fight on the 12th between the unbeaten Terrence Crawford, 41 zip, 31 KOs, of course, and his adversary and this for this night, 12 rounds or less. I'm talking about WBC super middleweight champion. Maybe we shouldn't call him super WBC. I don't know. Does WBC even have any importance anymore? I mean, after the fact that they've pulled this crap with Canelo Alvarez and David Benavidez, I mean, why are they still significant? I really don't get it. Because of the fact, you know, I think it's because of the fact that they've got this Saudi money coming in now. They could laugh at the world, do whatever they want, do absolutely whatever they want. Anyway, Saul Alvarez, a slight favorite, of course, over Terrence Crawford. I'm picking the underdog here, Terrence Crawford. I'm hoping that he wins because I'm just tired of the act. I really am tired of the act. I don't know what Mexican fighter is ready to step up and take Canelo Alvarez's place, but the bottom line is there needs to be a changing of the guard. There's no doubt about it, and there's not a changing of the guard. Speaking of changing the guard, Dmitry Bivol, of course, the heavyweight champion, 24-1, 12 KOs, not a big puncher, of course. He beat Canelo Alvarez a couple of years ago, but the bottom line is he lost to Beterbiev the first time with a majority decision in 12 rounds. Of course, that was in October of 2024. And then earlier this year, in February 22nd, he beat Beterbiev with a majority decision. So majority decision both times, both ways, one one way, one the other. They're 1-1. Of course, they're talking about doing a third time. The WBC or the WBR, one of those sanctioning bodies, wants Dmitry Bivol to fight somebody else. And Dmitry Bivol came up with a note saying he's got a bad shoulder and this and that. Dmitry Bivol is a little short in the sack department. That's all. When they named David Benavidez the mandatory for that title fight, I'm talking about 175 pounds, Dmitry Bivol and his title. When they made it him the mandatory, he sort of backed out. So I got no stones. Absolutely got no stones. Speaking of the guy with stones, lots of stones. Of course, Dana White privilege. I talked about that a little bit earlier. Of course, wow. They went to China last week. They were in Shanghai. They did an indoor stadium. I think they did 20,000 people in China. Good Lord, 20,000 people. Think about that. 20,000 people in China. I did a fight in China one time. Muhammad Ali was the guest. Of course, it was a WBO light heavyweight title fight in the main event. It was February of 1993, of course, the first time there was boxing ever in the People's Republic of China since Mao Zedong had taken over and the communists back in 1949. So anyway, it was a historic event, but we drew like 15 or 16,000 people to an indoor arena in Beijing, and then we tried to do a card about a year and a half later in Macau, and that didn't work out too well. I think we got about 350 people, and they rioted. I kid you, they rioted because there was a fixed fight on the card. Of course, I talked about that. Remember, they put a pro wrestler in against this Chinese mixed martial arts kung fu guy. This kung fu guy, they brought me over to Macau. They brought me over to Macau to train this Chinese kung fu. This kung fu guy was going to have a four-round fight, okay? So he brought me over there to work with him in this net. So the first morning I got there, I said, you know, let's get up and run. Well, the dude wasn't answering his phone. So I went down there and banged on his door, and he opened up his door, and he told me in Chinese, basically, F you, I ain't running. So I had a problem with that. So later that morning, we're having breakfast downstairs in the hotel cafeteria or the restaurant, and he's got 24 strips of bacon on his plate. So when I took his plate of bacon away, he really freaked out. That was the end of our training relationship. But the bottom line is he ended up fighting a guy, and he hit this professional wrestler who stepped in at the last minute. I had no idea it was a pro wrestler. I had no idea who the guy was. I didn't know who the opponent was. They didn't tell me. Had they told me, I would not have been part of this. Believe me, Harold Smith, Ross Steele Sr., call him what you want. Of course, the guy that embezzled better than 24, I think better than $100 million from Wells Fargo Bank Bath in the 1970s. Bottom line is Harold was involved. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And anytime Harold's involved, Bob, spit happens. And I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The average white man, may they enjoy their retirement. 52 years they've hung them up. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, drawing close to 18,000 people, 18,000 to 20,000 people last week. Dana White goes the 6th of September. And he's taking his act to Paris, France. This indoor arena holds about 17,000 people for boxing. Of course, in the main event, middleweights, 180 pounds. It's 180 pounds. 185. Nassadine Amea versus Kayo Borrell. And, of course, Bernard St. Denis versus Mauricio Ruffi in the lightweight co-main event. Of course, speaking of co-main events, guess who's back? Talking stuff. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. Of course, he had the fight a fortnight ago with that guy that sort of like didn't even belong in the same ring with him. They called it a draw and that kind of good stuff. That fight was so bad. It's just, I don't even want to bring it up. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao gave a WBC belt this week to the president of the Philippines, Fernando Marcos Jr. And guess what Fernando Marcos' middle name is? Bong Bong. Do you think he smokes weed? I mean, come on. Middle name, Bong Bong? What do you think? I mean, Fernando Bong Bong Marcos Jr. Come on, man. You got a name like Bong Bong. You got to be hitting that pipe. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I will try to bring you the retired HBO Godfather, of course, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamook, Professor Tommy D, call him what you want. Bottom line is Tommy D will be here tomorrow as well. And, of course, I'll be here. Straight up, that is Ring Talk Live Worldwide for Sunday. Of course, Sunday is going to rock and roll because I'm going to go into depth on the story of Barry McGuigan. Of course, the biggest upset of 1986. What happened to the cycle? I mean, this guy was supposed to be the next. He was white, right, connected the whole nine yards. I mean, man, this was going to be the guy, right? And then he was in a fight where he's like almost a 10-1 favorite. and he loses. We talk about that story and more tomorrow on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv. Want to say hello to Emma there in St. Louis, straight up, one of my great listeners, and straight up, this is another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, produced by the great Daniel Ogden. His mother's doing well. His kid's doing well. He's smiling right on. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood may never be my style.